At home, at school, in the neighborhood, WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending reporters out to cover modern kids better. Cherry Hill is home to a playground known across the country for eliminating barriers for children with disabilities. This week, another South Jersey community celebrated the opening of Jake's Place Del Ran, a similar inclusive playground. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram reports New Jersey is offering financial support to create more inclusive playgrounds.
At the grand opening Tuesday, Jim Cummings is eager to show off this distinctive playground. Right in front, there's a slide that comes down from a structure with the unmistakable facade of Independence Hall.
We have the Liberty Bell over here. We got Ben Franklin over here. We got Liberty Freedom on this side and the other side, Equality, and it says Justice for All.
Those ideals are the other thing that distinguish this playground. Jake's Place Del Ran is designed to be a place where all kids can play together, regardless of disabilities or developmental challenges. Cummings is a founding member of Build Jake's Place, the nonprofit that made the Del Ran and Cherry Hill playgrounds happen. Here, there are wide, gentle ramps and a smooth rubber surface that allows easy wheelchair access and helps cushion falls. The ribbon hasn't been cut yet, but the playground is already crawling with dozens of kids, including some with special needs. Joyce Harris of Beverly is letting her daughter's wheelchair coast down a ramp that takes her down ashore on the South Jersey-themed side, where her father catches her.
Ready, Chris? Here you go. He caught you.
Harris's daughter, Christine, can't speak or walk because of a seizure disorder. But the smile on her face speaks for itself.
We haven't explored it all yet, but we're going to try.
That's not something Harris can say about just any playground, even some that comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. An amendment to the ADA in 2010 set minimum standards of access that all playgrounds built or altered since have had to comply with. But advocates and parents of kids with special needs say those standards don't guarantee their children will be able to join in the action. Cummings says the types of surface materials the ADA allows sometimes block access entirely.
The problem with ADA playgrounds is they use wood chips, shredded rubber. You can't get a wheelchair through it. You can't get crutches through it. A walker, you can't get that through it.
The rubber surface is just one way Jake's Place goes above and beyond the ADA. Ingrid Canix is an inclusive design specialist and an occupational therapist who worked on the playground's design. She says our hardwired desire for play is key to learning and development.
And that drive is in every single child, regardless of how medically complicated their diagnosis is.
Canix says the equipment at inclusive playgrounds, like a spinner at Jake's Place in Cherry Hill, allows every child to enjoy it.
We worked very hard to design that in such a way that if I'm a wheelchair user who can get out of my wheelchair, that I could actually transfer into that and be with my friends and we can all spin together.
But these playgrounds can be more expensive to build. The special rubber surface at the Del Ran playground alone cost more than $200,000 out of the $700,000 it took to build it. Jake's Place is named after Jake Nasto, who was born with a heart defect. Cummings and his wife Lynn are Jake's grandparents. Lynn Cummings says the condition stunted Jake's growth.
So for him, on a normal playground, the steps are so high.
Jake passed away when he was just 2 years old, but his short life inspired his family to form a nonprofit and begin raising money to build inclusive playgrounds. First, Jake's Place Cherry Hill, and now Jake's Place Del Ran 8 years later. But the couple wanted to do more.
If we're going to build these playgrounds and they're going to cost $600,000 to $700,000, we're not going to live long enough to be able to do this.
So Build Jake's Place lobbied the state legislature for Jake's Law, which was enacted last summer. It offers New Jersey counties an incentive to build more inclusive playgrounds by prioritizing them for state funding. Jim Cummings hopes that will make New Jersey a leader in a national movement for inclusive playgrounds.
Townships are calling now, so it's finally time. It's time for people to realize that every kid deserves a great place to play.
For WHYY News, Joel Wolfram.